Chapter 2 The Dead Sea Scrolls: How a Lost Goat Changed the World. A Latin proverb: do not sow seeds in the sand. It's almost as if the most expansive and impressive library of texts from the Bible's cutting room floor wanted to stay hidden, trying time after time to thwart modern efforts to bring them to light. Though once widely read, a massive collection of scrolls hid in desert caves some 2,000 years ago. When they finally revealed themselves, it was not to archaeologists or historians, but to children who could not read the writing. Then some of the scrolls changed hands under false pretenses, and many more made their way to a group of scholars so secretive as to earn the nickname the Cartel. But they have all been exposed and published, and they give us a uniquely clear window into the Jerusalem of 2,000 years ago, the forces that created Rabbinic Judaism and Christianity, and the texts that both groups of people held holy. They do more to authenticate the text of the Bible than any other source, though they also highlight at least one clear scribal error in the Hebrew text of the five books of Moses. They shed light on what life was like 2,000 years ago, though they also raise new, challenging questions. They fill in gaps in the Bible and explore the questions that the Old and New Testaments set out to answer. Reading the Bible without taking them into consideration is like reading a book report instead of the whole book. These are the famous Dead Sea Scrolls from the region just outside Jerusalem, known as Qumran. The full story of their discovery starts in 1947, with a lost goat and the Bedouin children who couldn't find it. Then the tale incorporates corrupt clergy in Jerusalem and malicious merchants in Bethlehem, with starring roles for a general and for a photographer who shared a love of archaeology, and guest appearances by a Christian preacher from Virginia and the Chase Manhattan Bank, of all things. As a novel or summer movie, this story would be so...